Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf nun tes, and we are 15 lines from the bottom of daf nun ches amid beis. I think the last two daf, in today's and yesterday's, is a microcosm of what daf yomi sometimes is. So yesterday we had a real technical daf that dealt with drushes, specifically which arayas of ben noyach is muzerin. Today is a little bit more Haggadata, certainly a much lighter daf. It's a daf that's hafeichba the kulava in terms of rate, but we have an allotted amount of time that we may go over a little bit, but we'll try our best to speak out and just get a little bit of a tam of today's daf. So Sanhedrin daf nun tes is a classic. Zok de Gemara, Amar Rab Chanina, more regarding mitzvahs of Bnei Noyach. Oivik Echav Meshik as Yisrael, a Ben Noyach that hits O Yisrael, even if he doesn't kill him. He just hits him, Chayev Misa. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayifen Koi Vekoi, Vayar Kiein Ish, Vayach Es HaMitzri. So this Pasuk is in Parsha Shmois, right in the beginning of Parsha Shmois. Shmois Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk says, "Vayiva yomim mohem, vayigdal Moshe, vayetzei alochif, vayarbis of loisam." So Moshe Rabbeinu becomes a gadol and say the svarim aktoshim. What's the first thing he does? Vayetzei el echa vayarbis of loisam. Because what's the definition of a gadol? Like the son, who's the mor hagadol. He's able to notice other people. He's able to incorporate other people in his orbit. A katan is selfish. A child wakes up in the middle of the night, screams if it needs something, doesn't take into cheshbon whether his mother got a good night's sleep, didn't get a good night's sleep. A katan is all about himself or herself. A gadol is someone that's vayetzei alocha vayar b'sav loisim. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes out. This is the first day. Vayar ish mitzri, and he saw an ish mitzri. Make ish ivri me'echav. And he was hitting an ivri. So there was a mitzri that was hitting a Jew. Vayifen koi v'koi. Moshe Rabbeinu looks both ways. Vayar kiein ish. Vayaches ha-mitzri. Moshe Rabbeinu kills the mitzri. Vayit mineu b'choil. And he hid him in the sand. Says Rashi, what's the rest of the story? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu kill this person? So Rashi says as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu went outside. He sees this Ish Mitzri hitting an Ish Mivri. Malkeyu viroideyo. I'm reading Rashi and Chumash. He was beating him up. Ubailo shel shloimez bas div. This man, this Ivri, was the husband of Shloimez Bas Devori. V'nosan enav ba. And what happened was, this Mitzri wanted Shloimez. U'balayla, at night, hamidu v'yitzio mi'beisoy. V'hu chaza v'nichnas lebayis uva al ishtay kisfurash u'balayla. See, he went the night before, got Shloimez's wife to leave the house. He then walked in, made believe that he's Shloimez's husband. And he was boil. Shloimez. When this man finally got back home and he realized what had happened, that somebody had been boiled his wife, they started fighting. The Mitzri was able to get the better hand. And Hayomakeu Rashi says, and that was the Vayach Es HaMitzri. This is what was going on over here. He was beating him up because of this fight that broke out, because of the fact that the Mitzri had defiled Shloimez Bas Devori. That's the story. So two horrors. Number one, it sounds like from Rashi that Shloimez Bas Devori was a victim in this whole story. Now, we spoke about Shloimez earlier this week. We spoke about Shloimez because we were talking about the Mekalo. We were talking about the Megadif, and the Megadif was the son of this Mitzri and Shloimez. They had a child during this bia. And the Megadif was the son. The son thought that he was from Shevet Dan, because his father was from Shevet Dan. Moshe Rabbeinu knew Baruch HaKodesh that really he wasn't from Shevet Dan, but he was the child of this Mitzri. He wanted to get a chelik, an achlo. Moshe Rabbeinu said he couldn't get an achlo. But the bottom line is, Rashi over there, Chumash, says that Shloimez was a prutza. She was a prutza b'yoysa. We spoke at the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer said it was for that reason we didn't say roi bilas achar abal, because you don't say roi bilas achar abal when you're dealing with a prutza b'yoysa. But if you go through Rashi in Chumash, Yamavis Sedger, the end of Parashas Emor, by the story of the Megadif, it certainly seems like Shloimez Bas Devori is not an innocent bystander. She is very complicit in this Bia, this Isser that took place. Rashi and Chumash over here in Parashas Shmos is very not mashman that way, but there's a bigger kasha. Because the Gemara learns from here, from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, what does that tell us? That tells us that Oved Koychavim Shehikis Es Yisrael Chayim Misa, because essentially that's what happened over here. And Oved Koychavim, the Mitzri, hit the Yisrael, Vayar Ish Mitzri Maki Ish Ivri Meyachav, Moshe Rabbeinu goes and Moshe Rabbeinu kills him. But if you're going to tell me there was Gilead Raya Sovir as well, that this guy was Ofer Leisinov. He was Ofer Leisinov. Leisinov, we know, was already one of the Sheva Mitzvah. So maybe that's why you killed him. Azaros and Zui Misasan, maybe that's why he was killed. So Mehechi Tesi, to say that the reason that he was killed was because he was Hikas Amitri, maybe that's why he was killed. Either way, that's the horror. Vam Rab Chanin, Rab Chanin said, Asayit Allah Yishal Yisrael, if somebody hits a yid on his cheek, he slaps him on the cheek. It's as if he's hitting the shechina on the cheek. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Moikesh Adam." If somebody hits a Adam, yela kodesh. It's as if he's hitting kodesh on his loyoy on his cheek. Magbia avdoy Shabbos simon. Amar Ish Lakish. Famous Gemara. Magbia avdoy al chaveroy. If somebody picks up his hand al chaveroy, afal pishloi ko. Even if he doesn't hit him, nikra rasha. Shenemar veyomer lerasha lama sakereyecha. And that is really the next pasuk in the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu becomes a gadol. Vayetze alecha vayabes of loisam. What does he see on the first day? He sees an ish mitzri makya ish ivri. Vayetze b'yom hasheni. He goes out on the second day. Vine shnei anoshim ivrim mitzim. And this time he sees two yidden fighting. Dosan and Aviram. Vayoymer l'rosha, and he turns to the Rosh and says, Lama sakir eyecha. Now sakir is a loshan asid. So it sounds like that he didn't even hit him yet. He saw them fighting. He's going to hit him, and he says, Rosha, you're about to hit your friend. Why are you calling him a Rosha? Maybe he's not going to hit him. The teretz is, even if he doesn't hit him, he's considered a Rosha. What did Dasan Aviram tell back? He says, aha, all of a sudden, you're the balabas over here? Did somebody appoint you? Are you the one that, are you the mayor? Who are you exactly? And are you going to do to us what you did to that mitzri? Moshe Rabbeinu realized that they had known what happened to the mitzri. Initially, Moshe was vayifen koyel koy, and now he realizes that no, somebody I actually seen, he runs away, Yisroi, Midian, and the rest is history. But the point is that he calls him a Rasha before he actually hit him. Rasha lama sakar yecha. And we learn from there, Rish Lakish did hamagbia yodei al chaveroi, afal pishalo yiko, nikra Rasha, Zeiri Amr Bchanina, nikra choyte, Zeiri said in the name of Bchanina, he's called a choyte, shenemar, v'mloy lakachti b'chazaga, the context over there is the Bnei Eli. So the Bnei Eli, the Gemara says, didn't go in the ways of their father Eli. They were Kehanim. Eli was a Kohen Gadol. They were obviously Kehanim. They served in the Beis HaMikdash. And they used to strong-arm people that brought karbanas to try to get their basar. There was a certain entitlement that the Kehanim got from every carbon that was brought. They wanted it. So they would come stark, and they would say, "Vemloi, if you don't give it to me, lakachti bechazaka, I'm going to take it for you by force." So this is similar to magbia yodei al chaveroi afal pishaloiko, and the pasuk says, "Vati chatas hanorim gidoylo ma'od." So you see, they're not only a yunikra rasha, but yunikra chaytra. If unamati katzis yodei, as somebody who picks up his hand to hit his friend, even if he doesn't hit him, his hand deserves to be chopped off. Shenemar uzroya roma, a lifted up hand tishaver, should be broken. Rav Huna cuts the other. In fact, Rav Huna once did it. Rashi says, had Rav Huna have a right to do it? Bez din makim va'inshin shalem in ha-teira, lase siyog v'geder l'dover. But also, ein lo itakon, if somebody does that, there's no tshuva, ela kfura, until he dies, until he's buried. Sheneba, v'ish zroya, loy ha-aretz. If someone's an ish zroya, loy ha-aretz, the aretz is for him, the aretz is what's going to give him kapar. Vamra, but also on that, no, the karke el ba Yisroel is the only person that can really own real estate is someone that's tough. Shenemar v'ish zroya, loy ha-aretz. You have to be a tough person to own real estate because you have to deal with issues and things, and somebody that's tough is going to be able to deal with the issues that need to be dealt with. We're not going to touch that. Vamra, Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish said, Maitich said, Oved ad masoi, yispa lechem, somebody that works the land, yispa lechem. Rish Lakish said, im oisa adam atzmai ke'eved adam. It's good business advice. If somebody acts like an eved, he works hard, he puts his whole kishkes, literally like an eved, yispa lechem, then at the end of the day, hazoirim bedimo, berina yuktsoiru, but v'im lavlo yispa lechem. Otherwise, he will not be nispa lechem. So this last Gemara, again, is a well-known Gemara. So it's something we've heard from a very young age, right? When you're 3 years old, right? You lift your hand, oh, you're a Rasha. You can't even lift up your hand. But what's the tiefkeit? What's the tiefkeit? The tiefkeit is because even though you didn't do it, we look at it as if you did do it. We know machshava ra in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa. By if they can have a machshava ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa. Machshava toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa. But a machshava ra. So if I pick up my hand to hit somebody, it's as if I hit him. That's the tiefkeit. That's the lumdus. That's not the pshat. The pshat is, if you take a look at Rashi, it's very simple. You know what the pshat is? We're talking about someone, number one, that does it often. Rashi. Uzroya Roma, haragel, lorum yodei al chaveroi. When Rafuna chopped off somebody's hand, it wasn't because one time in third grade he did it. No. It's because he used to do it constantly. It was his way of conducting his business. I think the tiefkeit over here is there are people that like intimidating other people. And by intimidating other people, extorting other people, that's how they get what they want. That's what the Bnei Eli did. They would extort. They would say, listen, I want the chelek hagvoya of your carbon. I want it for myself. You don't give it to me. So we could do this the easy way. I'm from Brooklyn. We can play some hardball as well if that's what you want to do. That's the nekuda. That is exactly what a magbiya yodei al chaveri is. A magbiya yodei al chaveri, you pick up, you didn't even hit him. You didn't touch him. But you know what you did? You threatened him. You intimidated him. You extorted him. That is the tiefkeit of a magbiya yodei al chaveri. And the Gemara says, nikra rosho, nikra choyte, ein loy takono. Other than Kfura, Rafuna once literally was Kotsyada. He chopped a hand off. He didn't say he chopped the hand off someone with his friend. It was someone that intimidated somebody, because intimidation, you're messing with people emotionally. So the local kach pashut, and that's, I think, the tiefkeit of what's going on over here. But I saw a gewaldige aura from the Brisker off. So the Makar again is Dasan Vahvira. Vayetze Bayem Ashmini, Bayem Ashemi, Vihine Shnei Anoshim Ivrin Nitzin, Vayomer Lerosha, Lama Sakaria. You look at the Hilger Rashi, Lama Saka, Afal Pishaloi Hiko, Nikra Rosha Baromasya. He was called the Rosh even though he had never hit him. Saka, it was in the future tense, it hadn't happened. Sanhedrin and Chesam and Beis, the Gemara we just said. Reyecha, Rosha Kemoischa. So, Vayoymer lo Rosha, Lama Saka Reyecha. Why did he call him Reyecha? Because they were both Rishon. One was Dasam, one was Avirim. They were both Rishon. So he referred to him as Reyecha, because the one who had lifted up his hand was a Rosha, and the other one was Rosha Kemoischa. And it's for that reason that he says Lama Saka Reyecha. It's interesting, in light of some of the raid we spoke on not long ago, be a hafta the Reyecha Kemoicha, Broilam Yisayofa, that's true, even for a Rosha, right? The distinction between Leisisnes Achicha Bilvavecha, where there's no Isser to hate Rosha, because the definition of who you're not allowed to hate is Achicha. And it has to be someone that acts like Achicha. But when it comes to the mitzvah saseya, via haft the reyecha kamecha, the emphasis is on the reyecha. We spoke at the Rama, Huva, Beshita, Meguvetzes, Perik, Elonari, Ksubas, Lamed, Zayin, with ideas, afilu ra'im shebach, reyecha milosh and ra'. Here too you have that idea, lama saki reyecha, rosha kemoyscha. But fake the risk of that the Rambam, in the beginning of the fifth Perik in Hilchas Chayvel Amazik, the Rambam introduces the Issa Chavala. Listen to Lashoinoi Hazov Shal HaRambam and a classic diyuk from the Brisker Rav. Also the Adam Lachba. It's also for a person to be chayvel somebody. Bein ba'atzmai, bein b'chaver. You're not allowed to be chayvel someone else. You also can't be chayvel yourself. Right? A lot of interesting tshuvas from Moshe that we've spoken at over the years come from this rap. Dieting, plastic surgery, etc. Not only are you not allowed to be chayvel, ela kol amaka adam kashem yisrael. If somebody hits an adam kashem yisrael, ben katam ben gadol ben ish ben isha derech nitzayin. Those were the words that Moshe handled with Reb Tuvia Goldstein, because a lot of the coolest when it comes to these things are that it could be the Issa Chavala is only if it's Derech Nitzayin. If somebody goes on a diet, so you may be fighting, you know, inside, you're being a Gibor HaKovich as Yitzroi, but the Chavala that takes place is not Derech Nitzayin. And the Rambam seems to qualify that the Issa Chavala is Derech Nitzayin. It has to be like a fight. But the bottom line is, HaReza Oive V'loisase, Shenema Lo Yosef LaKoise. So again, V'lo Yachayva Buvad, El Kalamak, Odom Kosher Mi Yisrael, Ben Kotom Ben Godo, Ben Nish Ben Nisho, Derech Nitzayin, HaReza Oive V'loisase, Shenema Lo Yosef LaKoise. So the Peskarov was Medayik, that the Rambam says, Hamaka Odom Kosher Mi Yisrael, Odom Kosher, Maka Yisrael. Maka Adam Kosher Yisrael. Vaistois, the Issa Chavala is only Adam Kosher. But for a Rosha, there is no Issa Chavala. So for a Rosha, there's no Issa Chavala. It's a fake to Biskarov. What's Pshad in this halacha? Vayoymel a Rosha, Loma Saki Reyecha. Afa Pishalo Hiko, Nikra Rosha. And then Rashi says, Reyecha. He was a Rosha Kemoischa. Lechura, if he was a Rosha, it means he wasn't an Adam Kosher Yisrael. And if he wasn't an Adam Kosher Yisrael, then it means that even had he hit him, he wouldn't have been over an Issa. So Madach, had he hit him, he wouldn't have been over an Issa. Because the Issa Chavala is only on an Adam Kosher. So how could this Issa have a Magbir Yode Al Chaveri Nikra Rosha? Where Afal Pishalayiko, how could that be true for a Rosha? So the Briskerov said, Pshat is based on a Medrash. The Medrash Rabba says, right here in Parashat Shmos, that when he picked up his hand to hit him, he wasn't just trying to hit him, but Hayu Mischavnin Laharig Zehezeh. That's the Lashon HaMedrash. He wanted to kill him. So being that he wanted to kill him, said the Briskerov, even though the Rambam says there's no Issa Chavala if you're chayv la rasha, but there's certainly an iser tzicha if you kill a rasha. So as it relates to picking up your hand for chabalah, it can't be more chamer than chabalah itself. And if there's no iser chabalah for someone that's a rasha, because the Rambam's definition is adam kasher Yisrael, then the iser hamagbia yodei al chaver you wouldn't need a hand for somebody that's a rasha. But here he wasn't picking up his hand to hit him; he was picking up his hand to kill him. So to the extent that he was picking up his hand to kill him, so over there the hamagbia yodei has to be mugdar based on what would be had he actually killed him. And had he actually killed him, he would have been chayiv misa. Because when it comes to ritzicha, the Rambam never said you're only chayiv if you kill an adam kasher Yisrael. You're chayiv if you kill anybody. So as it relates to magbia yodei al chaveroi, to kill, the halacha has to be the same way. But the Piskarov says, if that's the case, how can we learn from here? Ha magbia yodei al chaveroi lahakoisoi, afal pishalo hiko nikurasho. If they were picking up their hands to kill, not to hit, so maybe only someone who picks up his hand to kill is going to be chayiv. Not someone who picks up his hand to hit. So the Biskarov already said, alumnus, that's beyond the scope of what we do. But I think it could be, just to say more pashit, we just said that I think the tifkait of Mabbi Yodei Al Chaveri Afa Pashaloi Ko is not that even though you didn't hit him, it's as if you hit him. It's a whole different idea. There's something called hitting somebody, and then there's something called intimidating somebody. And hitting somebody and intimidating somebody is not the same thing. So in Hilchas Chavolah, the Rambam said, the only time you're over Chavol B'Chaveroi is if you're Chavol an Adam Kosher. If the person's not an Adam Kosher, you're not over this Chavolah. Does that mean that if you intimidate someone that's not an Adam Kosher, you're not going to be Chayv? I don't know. Maybe it's a different Shulchan Aruch. Just like you're not allowed to kill someone that's not an Adam Kosher. Just like you have a Chiyuv, you have to react to Kameicha for someone that's not an Adam Kosher. So it could be so too, this idea, not allowed to intimidate, you can't extort someone that's not an Adam Kosher either. You're right, Chavola, there's a halacha, Adam Kasher Yisrael. But maybe Magbia Yodei Al Chaveiro is more chomer. How could it be more chomer? The Gemara, it sounds like it might be more chomer. Nikra Rosha, Nikra Choyte, Tikotze Tziyodai. The Gemara says that Ein Loi Takona, until he gets his Kfura. It's a different Isser. It's not the Machshava Ra of wanting to hit. It's two different things. Hitting is hitting, and intimidating is something else. Maybe for intimidating, the Shulchan Aruch is a little bit different. But either way, Zok de Gemara, Vamer Ish Lakish, Mai Dixi, Oivik Kechovim Sheshavas, Chayiv Misa. You may have heard this Gemara before. A guy that rests on Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. So a Yid has an obligation to keep Shabbos. A guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So much so, if he does, he's Chayiv Misa. Shenemar V'yoyim the Laila lo yishpoisu. Now, Pashup Shah, Yoim v'layla lo yishpoisu, Hashem is talking to Noach. It's after the Mabul, when the seasons were all out of whack. Moving forward, there'll be no Mabul, the rainbow, there'll be seasons. V'yoim v'layla, there'll be day, there'll be night, there'll be lo yishpoisu. But we learn from here that it's Azara to the Ben Noach. Hashem was talking to Noach. It related to that generation and future generations of Bnei Noach, that the yoyin v'layla lo yishboisu, they're not allowed to rest day and night. V'mamar, azora shalhem zui misasam. So if they're not allowed to, they should be chayiv misa, because their azora is a chayiv misa. Amr Rabina said, afilu sheinu b'shabbos, that not only if a guy rests on Shabbos is a guy going to be chayiv misa, but even if a guy rests on Monday, even then he's going to be chayiv misa. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is it's not only Osir on our day of rest, but if they create their own day of rest, Monday, even that's going to be a prophet to Gemara. If a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, we just finished the Sugya. We're finishing the Sugya of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Nayach. V'lech Sheva Gabi Zayin Mitzvahs. Zok to Gemara, Kika Choshe Sheva Taisa, Kum Vasei Loi Choshe. The only mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Nayach are Sheva Taisa. It's the thou shall not. But the thou shalls, like do work on Shabbos, that's essentially what this halach is, because you're not allowed to rest, which means you have to do work. So, bekum v'asei, loy kachashit, which is a big kiddush, by the way, because then it comes out that there may be more than sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach. This whole sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach is only sheva al taisas, but if you're going to incorporate the kum v'aseis, it might be more. So we'll have to get back to that. But v'ha dinim, says the Gemara, kum v'asei. What about dinim? Isn't dinim kum v'asei? Dinim is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Nayach. What's Dinim? Appoint Dinim. How would you be over that? By not appointing. It's a Kum V'aseh. V'kachashiv Kum V'aseh V'Sheva Al Taisa Ninu. Says the Gemara, it's Kum V'aseh, that's true, but it's also Sheva Al Taisa. It's Kum V'aseh, Rashi says, go do Mishpat. It's Sheva Al Taisa Oval. Don't be corrupt. So there's a Sheva Al Taisa element to it, as opposed to Shabbos. When it relates to Shabbos, there's no Sheva Al Taisa element to it. So again, every line Gemara here, there's so much to talk about. But just one ha'ara on this. And that is that it's Yodua, the Mishle Melech, in Proshes Drachim, in Drush Aleph, has an Arichos. the Ovis HaKadoshim, who kept Kol HaTorah Kula before it was given, did they have a din of a Yisrael, or did they have a din of a Ben Noach? So you can't learn the Sugya Ben Noach without mentioning the Mishnah Melech. So did they have a din of a Yisrael, or did they have a din of a Ben Noach? On the one hand, they were Ben Noach. It was before Matan Torah. There was no formal Geiris, Mila, Tefillah, Kabbalah, Mitzvahs. But then again, they kept Kol HaTorah Kula. So meaning that they kept Kol HaTorah Kula, could be in Halacha, they had a din of a Yisrael. So the Mishnah Melech, and he's mefalfel Kol HaTorah Kula, literally, to try to come up with Raya's Lakan or Lakan. Says, I have a Raya that's checkmate. Checkmate Raya. What's my Raya? The Gemara says that Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula, Vafilu Erev Tavshilin. Now, what's Erev Tavshilin? Erev Tavshilin is if Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos, if you have Friday, Shabbos, Yontif, so you're allowed to cook on Yontif, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. You're also not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, unless you make an Erev Tavshilin. If you make an Erev Tavshilin, then you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says that Avram Avinu kept Erev Tavshilin. He made his Erev Tavshilin. So if Avram Avinu made Erev Tavshilin, it means he kept Shabbos. Chayra, a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. It's a Gemara. Sanhedrin and Chesam and Beis. Rish Lakish said, Oivet kechavim sheshavas is chayiv misa. So if a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, and Avram Avinu had a din of a Ben Noach, then how could Avram Avinu have kept Erev Tavshilin? It would have meant he kept Shabbos. Avram Avinu is not allowed to keep Shabbos. The Teretz is Avram Avinu must have been Yotzam Bechlal Ben Noach. He must have been Nichnas Bechlal Yisrael. He's a Yid. He doesn't have the Isser anymore of Ovek Kechavim Sheshavas Chai Miso. That's why he's allowed to keep Shabbos. That's why Avram Avinu had a mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin. Again, the tifkeit of the kasha, just to fully get it, is that that's poshet, that when Avram Avinu kept Torah mitzvahs, he acted as if he was a Yid. But that was only L'chumra, Tainas the Mishnah Melech, to the extent that really he was a Ben Noach. Meaning, if Avram Avinu was a Ben Noach, he just took upon himself a Chumra, so L'chumra, you could put on tefillin, why not? L'chumra, you could daven 3 times a day. L'chumra, you could do anything that a Yid does, that's okay. The problem is, if you're going to do something that's L'chumra out Yisrael, but it's going to be Yoitza Akula on your Tzad Ben Noach, that's not something you have a right to do. You can't do a Chumra. You can't take upon a chumrah that's going to cause you to violate an Issa Torah. Avram Avinu keeping Shabbos is a chumrah in the sense that, oh wow, I want to be a Yid. I'm going to prav a Shabbos. Promise a kula, because you're really a Ben Noach. And now it's going to come out you're an Akim Sheshavas Chai Misa. So Mishul Melech proved that Avram Avinu had a right to be Mekel on his Chiyuv and Mitzad Ben Noach. The only rationale for that would be that he wasn't a Ben Noach anymore. He was Yotza Michlal Ben Noach. He was Nichnas Lechlal Yisrael. So the Chasam Sofer, in a beautiful piece, brings a rebuttal that he heard from his Rebbe, Da'afla. His Rebbe, Da'afla, said that, I'm not masking. He says, because what's the makar that Ovi Kechavim Sheshav is Chayiv Misa? It's learned out from Yoim V'layla Lo Yishbaisu. So Da'afla said a Dovah Noira. He said that we know that Bedine Yisrael, the Yoim is Hoylech Achra Yoim. So first comes night, then comes day. So when the sun sets, Seitz HaKechavim, 3 stars, that's when the next day begins. The night, which is followed by the day. But when, as Ben Noach said, the Hafla doesn't work that way. Ben Noach, the Laila's Hoylech Achrayayim. First it's the day, and then it's the night. How do you know that? It's this pasuk. The Yoim, the Laila, Lo Yishvayse. First day, and then night. So it comes out, it's true. A Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. But when we say that a Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, he can't have a day of rest. Philip Hashem, the Shabbos. He can't have a day of rest. That means from the morning until the next morning, he has the rest. When a Yid keeps Shabbos, what's a Yid Shabbos? It starts at night and it goes until the next night. So Zokta Flo, Zeyah Poshet. Avram Avinu kept Shabbos. You know he kept Shabbos? Friday night, he made an early Shabbos, late Shabbos. The sun set. Avram Avinu made Shabbos. He davened Kabbalah Shabbos. He said Kiddush. He kept Shabbos until Matzah Shabbos. Ayiz Ben Noach. And Ben Noach Shabbos. So Mishnah Melech wants to say, he's not a Ben Noach. So Taflo, who said, maybe he's a Ben Noach. You know what Avram Avinu did? Avram Avinu did Malacha on Erev Shabbos Friday. He also did Malacha on Matzah Shabbos. So from a Ben Noach's perspective, he never rested because there was no day and a night. It wasn't Friday because he did Malacha Erev Shabbos. And it wasn't Shabbos because he did Malacha Matzah Shabbos. So he was able to be Mekayim, his Chiyuv. He was able to be Mekayim, his Chiyuv of keeping Shabbos as a Yisrael. He had Friday night and Shabbos day. But at the same time, he didn't violate the Issa Shabbos of the Ben Noach because he did Malacha Friday afternoon and he did Malacha Matzah Shabbos. So there was no day and a night. Zok, Chasam Sofer, Azoy Bechkeh from my Rebbe, and it's printed in the Sefer upon him Yoftz, but from the Hafla. But he says, but I'm going to tell you a Dovah Noach that my other Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, said, It's interesting. If you have the old Drashas Chassam Sofer, it could be they printed in the new Drashas Chassam Sofer either. But whoever put out the old Drashas Chassam Sofer, so he has a little biography on the Chassam Sofer. So he writes there a little bit about the hisbatlus that the Chassam Sofer had to his Rebbeim. Chassam Sofer had an unbelievable hisbatlus towards his Rebbeim. The covet that he had for his Rebbe, you see sometimes in the Tshuvas where he quotes his Rebbe, it's Mom is like a chutzit quoting his rabbi. It's unbelievable the hispatlus that he had to his rabbi. See, he says over there, I'll tell you a shtickle where the Chassam Sofer took something that he heard from both of his rabbis and he put them together. And he brings this shtickle right here. So it's printed in the Hakdamah to the Drashas Chassam Sofer. But either way, so says the Chassam Sofer, but my rabbi Rav Nosson Adler said, no, there's a punchline. You know what the punchline is? What does the Gemara say? Avraham Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula. Vafilu Erev Tavshilin. It doesn't say Afilu Shabbos. It says Afilu Erev Tavshilin. It says, why Erev Tavshilin? That's the one mitzvah we picked that. He says, you know why? What's the chiddush? Because when do you make an Erev Tavshilin? When Yontif falls out an Erev Shabbos. So it's only the Geya if you're going to have a Friday and a Shabbos. L'chura, you just answered the Havflah did how Avraham Avinu could have kept Shabbos. He did Malach on Friday and he did Malach on Matzah Shabbos. But on a 2-day Yontif, how could Avraham Avinu have kept it? It's not Shayach. Because in the 2 days, it's not possible. If Friday's Yontif and then comes Shabbos, so you couldn't do Malacha Friday because it's Yontif. Avraham Avinu couldn't do Malacha on Friday night because it's Shabbos. So what's the Eitzah then? So you'll tell me maybe Avraham Avinu didn't keep Shabbos or Yontif. He had no choice because he's still a Ben Noach. Abizach the Gemara, no. Avraham Avinu kept Afilu Erev Tavshilin. That was the Mishnah Malach's Raya. The Raya is not from the fact that he kept Shabbos. The Raya is from the fact that he kept Erev Tavshilin. Oh, Erev Tavshilin. Now you don't have that plus teres. Because you can't do Malach of Friday. It's not going to help you. Because Friday is Yontif. And still you see Avraham Avinu kept Erev Tavshilin. Thus is the Raya. Either way, again, we have a lot more to get to. Zok the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Yechanan. That learns Torah is Chayiv Misa Shenemar, because the pasuk says Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Mayrasha, and we Darshin Lanu Mayrasha. Torah is a Mayrasha for us, for the Yidin. It's not a Mayrasha for the Umaysa Olam. Frek the Gemara of Elichshav Gabi Sheven Mitzvahs. Why isn't it counted again as one of the Sheven Mitzvahs Bnei Mech? The same kasha as we had before. Zok the Gemara, I'll tell you what. Because Mandama Mayrasha, there is a Mandama that reads the word Mayrasha, meaning it's the Yerusha of Klal Yisrael. So if it's the Yerusha of Klal Yisrael, if somebody takes from your Yerusha, what is he? He's a Gazlan. So Migzel Kol Gazlo. So it's already included in Gezel. The Gezel of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, which we saw already, is more inclusive than the ordinary Gezel. Ganev, Gazlan, even Yafas Toya was included in Gazlan, right? So you see that Gezel is of Bnei Noach is an all-inclusive type of Gezel. So learning Torah is Gezel. The guy is gazzling from us when he learns Torah. Man Amad Meirasa, there's a man Amad that reads the word Torah Tzivalonu Moshe Mu'urasa. Dinoi ken Naira Mu'urasa, the Beskila. It's included in Naira Mu'urasa, which is Arayas. So when a guy learns Torah, either he's being over Gezel or he's being over Arayas. But the bottom line is already included in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and that's why it didn't have to be mentioned independently. Faith the Gemara Meis. So we just said, Rabbi Yochanan, Oyvid Kechavim Shaisik Peter Chayim Misa. Is that true? Hi, Ramei Flake Zogim. How do you know that a guy who learns Torah is like the Kohen Gadol? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ashayasa Oysam Ha'odam V'Chaybahem. It says that a person that learns Torah, V'Chaybahem. Kohanim Levim V'Yisraelim Loinema. It doesn't say a Kohen or a Levi or a Yisrael that learns Torah, V'Chaybahem. Elo Ha'odam V'Chaybahem. Hola Madata. You see from here, so what's the kasha? So if a guy that learns Torah is like the Kohen Gadol, so if he's like the Kohen Gadol, how can you tell me that he's Chayiv Misa? Is he Chayiv Misa or is he like the Kohen Gadol? Can't be both. So which one is it? Zok the Gemara, Hasam Hashem Mitzvahs Dedo. You have to say there's a chilek between a guy that learns Torah and a guy that learns the mitzvahs that he needs to know in order for him to fulfill the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. A guy that does the daf, he's Oisik B'Torah, that he's not allowed to do. But a guy that's learning Torah merely so that he should understand to be able to fulfill his Sheva Mitzvahs, as that sort Ben Noach, that Ben Noach to the contrary. Not only is he not Chayiv Misa, but that's what a mayor used to say, Minayin Shafilu Oivik Echavim Va'oisik B'Toyra Shukri Koyin Gadol Shenemar Asha Yasa Oisam Ha'odam V'Chaybehem Koyhanim Levim V'Yisraelim Loinemar Elo Ha'odam Ha'lamadata Shafilu Oivik Echavim Va'oisik B'Toyra Harehu Ki Koyin Gadol. So two horas. Number one is a Gemara Mesechtes Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows: Amar Rab Ami, Ein Moisim Divrei Torah Lo Yikachavim. You're not allowed to teach Torah to an Eini Yehudi. Shenemar Lo Yosachein L'Chol Goy U'Mishpatim Bal Yedal. Lo Yosachein L'Chol Goy the Umay Sahilam U'Mishpatim and the laws of the Torah Bal Yedal. You're not allowed to notify them. So you're not allowed to be my idea on Yikachavim the Torah. Thus, Rab Ami. Ain Meister and Divrei Torah lo Ovid Kecham. Freit Taisus Akasha. Hayakasha the Rabbi Chanan. Why do you need a pasuk in Tehillim to tell me that you're not allowed to teach Torah to a guy? Typically, the Ovid Kecham and Meister B'Torah Chayiv Misa. More pashut. Ovid Kecham that learns Torah is Chayiv Misa. So if a guy learns Torah is Chayiv Misa, what's the makar? Sanhedrin and Tesam and Aleph. It should mean then the Hamelandai, someone that teaches a guy Torah over Aleph Neiver lo Yisita Mirchshol. So you see that he's over, Lifneiver, Loisite Mishal. And he says, don't tell me that this Gemara is talking about a Benoich that's learning the Sheva Mitzvahs, where he's not Chayim Misa, because Adarabba, the Gemara said that if a guy learns Sheva Mitzvahs, he's Kikain Gadol. So why should it be also to teach him the Sheva Mitzvahs Benoich? As I pray Tais Sakash. Sometimes you see that this is Lifneiver, even for a Benoich. So there's some raid about that. But either way, Tais says, Mitechimer Akushi of a Yeshleim, you have to say that we're talking about a case where there's no Lifneiver. Would be an example with his old Lifnei'iver. Lifnei'iver, you're only over if the person wouldn't be doing the Aveira were it not for you. Meaning, were you out of the picture? Would this person be doing the Aveira? If the answer is no, then you're over Lifnei'iver, because you're the one that's causing him to do the Aveira. But if this person would have done the Aveira, regardless of whether you facilitated or not, then maybe there's an Issa D'Rabbanon, a Misayeya, but an Issa D'Raisa there's not going to be. An Issa D'Raisa Lifnei'iver, that you're not going to have. So, Bikai Gavna, where the guy could learn Torah anyways, he can go to a Ben Noyach and get Torah there. And instead, you chose to learn him Torah, to teach him Torah. So Lifnei Iver is not going to be. Because Lifnei Iver you only have if you koi betray Avid and Aharit, only where it's not possible for him to get the Avera without you. But at the same time, there's a new Isser. What's the new Isser? Umishpatim Bal Yadam. It's interesting. There's a tshuva from the Rambam, where the Shoyal asked the Rambam, and I quote, in my Rabbi Yochanan, that goy she'osek b'Torah chayav misa, who halacha? You want to know if it's halacha? Meaning, I guess he thought maybe it's just a maimer agada. Is this real? A guy that learns Torah, is he really chayav misa? Ve'im chayav kol bar yisrael lehimana lebilti lo ma'adavar chutz mishavah mitzvahs ma'amistam. And does that therefore have implications on us, Yehudim, that it means that if a guy learns Torah is chayav misa, that means I can't teach a guy Torah. Because if he's chayav misa, then I'm going to be able. If Ne'ivir, like Tosfos says in his Kasha, Chagigo, daf yud gimel amud al, tshuva, said the Ram, he halacha b'loy sofek. There's nothing to talk about. And if we had the ability, we would not allow any Yehudim to learn Torah. I'm going to skip. Says the Rambam, as it relates to the halacha, and it relates to the shayal who asked the Rambam the shayla, but there is an important distinction, halacha l'maisa. He says as follows, he says, if this ain't a Yehudi that you want to teach Torah to is a noitzri, then you're allowed to teach him Torah. Aval, ein mutter dover mizel Yishmael. But if the person that you're teaching this Torah to is a Yishmaeli, then it's not going to be okay. Ki kfar yedaten, the Rambam writes, shehem yaminu she Torah zu ein min hashamayim. Because the Yishmaelim don't believe in the Torah. Vim yelamdem dover midvarel. And if you're going to teach them something, oz yimatsu misnagit lekabalosim, it's whatever you teach them, is going to contradict their Messiah. It's Yodua. If you go through the Rambam's writings, the Rambam lived in an Arab world. He wrote a lot about the Arab world. And the Rambam had zero respect. It's unbelievable the way he writes about their prophets, and it's amazing. I think they have Moshe in the times of Achashverosh and Haman dealing with pirates, Yontif and the Vachin. But the bottom line is the Rambam mocked them. And the Rambam says here too, they have Dvarim, Zorim, and Ervuve Dvarim. You know what's going to end up happening when they learn the Torah and they see how much it contradicts their own Mitzvah? So he says the bottom line is you're not going to get tzoris from it. Pogroms are going to come from that. Bad things are going to happen if you teach the Yishma'ilim Torah. So he says as it relates to Yishma'ilim, absolutely, it's a big problem. Aval ha'orelim, but the orelim, hey, moidim in Nosach HaTorah, they believe in the Nosach HaTorah. Ki hi b'shlei Musa, k'moy shi b'yodeinu. Rak yigalu ponim b'peirush ha'musadim. They're just megalu ponim b'Torah in certain areas. V'yirmezu b'zeh ha'remazim ha'yuduim lahem. He says, but I think if you teach them Torah, it could be they're going to be chayzer. The af gam lo yachzeru imbas and michshal yisrael kula yimatzah b'teiros and hepach teirosenu, because there aren't so many contradictions in our Torah to what they believe. And as a result, he says, I'm not as concerned. So the Rambam said to teach a Yishmaeli Torah, absolutely not. To teach a Noitzri Torah, he was okay with it. And what was the reason for it? It's not so much the sugya. It's not so much Sanhedrin and Tess. It's not so much Chagiga Yigimel. It's more Homeland Security. I mean, that's what it boils down to. He was pashut afraid. He says, you're going to teach Yishmaelim Torah. Who knows what can come from that? You're going to teach the Noitzrim Torah? I'm not so concerned. Lamaisa, of course, in history, there were tkufas where the Noitzrim had access, to the Torah Shebaal Peh, and certainly the Gemara, and the famous debates that we spoke about not so long ago with Rabbi Chilin Paris and the Ramban and the burning of the Shas, and it was all because of things that they saw that they didn't like. So Lamaisa, horrible tzaras came from the Noitzri world to Klal Yisrael because of the fact that they had acted. That's why the censored Gemara is. It was censored not for 2017. They were censored for what went on 700, 800, 900 years ago. You read the history. A lot of terrible things happened. But that was the Rambam's position as it related to halacha lemaisa, teaching them Torah, even Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. Meaning, even if you're not going to have the iser as it relates to Goysha Isik B'Teir Chai Misa or Mishpatim Bal Yadam, he felt it was an issue not to teach Yishmaeli Torah because of all the other issues that can come out from it. It's interesting because it's a little different than the Rambam we spoke at yesterday. Yesterday we spoke at the Rambam Perek Yal Hilchos Macholos Asuras, where the Rambam famously says that the Noitzrim were Ovdei Avodah Zarah and the Yishmaelim were not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. As it relates to Yayin Esach, it says a Yishmaeli that touches Yayin, it's Mutar Ba'anah, because the Yishmaeli is not an Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Noitzrim, they believed in Shituf is Avodah Zarah, that's the Rambam's position, and therefore the Rambam held the Noitzrim were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So the Noitzrim were treated more harshly by the Rambam in Halacha. They had a din of an Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Mesechtes Avodah Zarah relates to the Noitzrim according to the Rambam. Mesechtes Avodah Zarah doesn't relate to the Yishmaelim according to the Rambam. But in this Halacha, for a separate cheshbon that the Rambam held not to teach Torah to the Yishmaelim, and if you want to teach Torah to the Noitzrim, that's going to be okay. That's the first thought. The second order is that had Rav Meir know that a guy that learns Torah, he's kikoyin Adam. It was learned out from the pasuk Asheyasa Oisai HaAdam V'Chay Behem. It doesn't say Kayhanim, it doesn't say Levim Yisraelim. It says Adam, and we learn from there that an Adam that learns Torah is going to be V'Chay Behem. An Adam that learns Torah is going to be kikoyin Adam. In other words, Pashim Shana in the Gemara, it sounds like the word Adam includes in it an Eini Yehudi. And Akum, a Ben Noach, is considered other. Great Taisvis, Taisvis in a few places in Shaz. Vikasha, we know the rule. Atem Kriyam Adam, the Einu Mesoilum Kriyam Adam. So how could the Gemara say that Ha Adam is L'Rabbis Ben Noach? I thought the rule is Adam Kiyam is Ba'oil, right? There's no Tumas Oil, Tumas Meis Ba'ya Ben Noach, because Atem Kriyam Adam, the Einu Mesoilum Kriyam Adam. Here you have a Gemara that says Adam is incorporated. Says Taisvis, there's a chil between Adam and Ha Adam. Adam Kiyam is Ba'oil, that excludes a Ben Noach. Ha Adam Asher Yasa Oisam Ha Adam V'Chay Bahem, that includes a Ben Noach. So at first glance it sounds like Sisri Torah, and the truth is, look at the Rechaim HaKudosh on this passage. He brings up the Shem Dezoyer and he says the people that are familiar with the Tifa Kabbalah, they know the chilek between Adam and Ha Adam. Yeah, even though at first glance sounds a little counterintuitive, Ha Adam with the Hey Ayadiyah would seem to exclude more, not to include more, but that's the way it is. Adam is Mamayit Ben Noach, Ha Adam includes Ben Noach. But the Rechaim himself says a beautiful terrace. The Rechaim says, it's true, the Umay Sa'ilam are not called Adam. But what kind of Ben Noach are we talking about? Akum, that's Oisik B'Torah. He says, a Ben Noach that learns Torah, his harving and learning lifts him up. It elevates his soul to the point that he can be called Adam. So it's true, ordinarily you want to know if a Ben Noach is called Adam. Nah, avadanish. Atem kruyam Adam, ve'enum esayilam kruyam Adam. But we're not talking about an ordinary Ben Noach. We're talking about a Ben Noach that's presumably from the Chassidei Mesayilam, a Ben Noach that's Oisik B'Torah. Oh, if he's Oisik B'Torah, he just upgraded his status. Now he's included in Asheyasa Oisam Ha'adam V'Chayvam. But I had an interesting aura. Now we'll go weiter. And that is, if you look at the pasuk, Ushmartem es chukoisei ves mishpatei asher yasa oisam ha'adam v'chai b'hem ani Hashem. This is Rameir's pasuk. And he said, ha'adam, like Tosfos says, is l'rabbis, even ovdei koichavim. Says Tosfos, says Rashi and Chumash, what does v'chai b'hem mean? Asher yasa oisam ha'adam v'chai b'hem l'olam haba. L'olam haba. She'im teimer b'olam hazeh. Because if you can tell me it's olam hazeh, halo yisayif ha'olmeis. Nobody lives forever. So how do you say v'chayvem? At some point, there's going to be someone who's learning Torah, and it's not going to be v'chayvem anymore. How could that be? The Torah says v'chay behem. Must be when the Torah says v'chay behem, it doesn't mean ba'olam hazeh. It must mean la'olam haba. That means this pasuk v'chay behem is olam haba. We just learned the Gemara, the way Tosfos explains it, that wherever it says ha'adam, it's the rabbis even oiv dekechavim. I think it's back of the envelope arithmetic, that an oiv dekechavim has a chelik in olam haba. If ha'adam does this, v'chay behem. Who's ha'adam? Even an oiv dekechavim. That's Rameh's drasha. And what's v'chay behem? Rashi and Chumash. Olam haba. So you see l'chura that a benoyach has a chelik in olam haba. Truth is, not so pashut. This is a chiddush that's attributed to the Rambam. The Rambam said it in his Yad Chazaka. The Rambam said it in his Pirush HaMishnayos. But it's usually introduced as a very big chiddush. I think it's mefurish. I think this Gemara right here, Sanhedrin and Tess, which is also an Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel. It's a Gemara in many places. Shas, a Gemara in Bava Kama, and Rashi and Chumash has come out before us. But again, we're learning the Sugis of Ben Noyech, so we have to read this Rambam. The Rambam says as follows: Kol ha-mekabel sheva mitzvahs, a goy that's mekabel sheva mitzvahs, v'nizel asoysam, and he's careful to observe them. Hareze mechaside umay soilam. He's one of the chaside umay soilam. V'yeshloi chelek lo'olam haba, and he has a chelek in olam haba. Then the Rambam says, v'ushi yekabel loysam v'yas oysam, they should see them in Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah. Again, very important Rambam. The only time a ben noyach is from the chassidei umay sa'olam is if he keeps the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach because he believes in Hashem and he believes that Hashem commanded not just the Jews to keep mitzvahs, but the b'nei noyach also have obligations. We have 630 mitzvahs. They have at least sheva mitzvahs. V'yidiyonu ha'idei Moshe Rabbeinu she'b'nei noyach mikoydem netzat avol masom b'nei hechra adas. But if he does it because he's a good, civil, moral, ethical citizen, ein zeger tosha. V'einu mechassidei umay sa'olam, ein lo mechachomeh. He's from the Chachmei Umay Sa'ilam, says the Rambam. But not from the Chassidei Umay Sa'ilam. But regardless, Asher Negei L'Nyaneinu, the Rambam says it's a concept of a Ben Noach being mi Chassidei Umay Sa'ilam. And if he's from the Chassidei Umay Sa'ilam, yesh loy chelek loylam haba. So it's a Mefurish Rambam where the Rambam says that a Ben Noach could have a chelek loylam haba. The Rambam says in a Pirush HaMishnayos as well. Because Perek Chelek begins with Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek loylam haba. And then you have to read the fine print. Ve'elu she'en lam chelek loylam haba. And it goes through a list of people that don't have a chelek loylam haba. Three malachim, four hediyotas. Who are the four hediyotas? Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, Vegechasi. Listen to the Rambam. One line in Pirush HaMishnayos. The Zachar Bilam. The Mishnah mentioned Bilam as an example of someone that doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. V'u einem Yisrael. He's really not a yid. Lefish Chasidei Umay Sa'olam yesh lam chelik l'Olam Haba. Because Chasidei Umay Sa'olam have a chelik l'Olam Haba. V'aydiyoy. And this is coming to teach me. Ki Bilam mirishay Umay Sa'olam v'ein lo chelik l'Olam Haba. But Bilam could have had a chelik in Olam Haba. How could Bilam have had a chelik in Olam Haba? He's a ben noyach. The Teretz is ben noyach. If they are mechaside umay sa'olam, could have a chelik in olam haba. Either way, it's the Rambam Shita, and I think there's a gishmaka raya in light of the Gemara that we just learned. It's just kedai to mention, we spoke already about this once, the inka mekoymoy. But there's another Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia Perek Yedal. The Rambam, when he describes the process of conversion, as if someone's coming to be Megayer. So you come to Bezdin, they would tell him, Mixes Kalois, Mixes Chamurois, Va'oimrimlein, they would tell him, Halacha Dalet, Hevi Yoideya, you should know, Sha'ilam Abba, Enoit Safan, Elit Litzadikin, that the only ones that are going to merit a portion in the world to come are the tzaddikin. The Hem Yisrael. And in order to be a tzaddik, you have to be a yid. V'zeh she'tiri Yisrael b'tzar b'olam hazeh. And even though you see sometimes the Jews have it pretty rough on this world, but remember, toivet zavuni ilahem. It's just on this one, this transient existence. Yidin sometimes have to suffer. But k'es asher yav Hashem yechiach. Remember that in olam haba, they're going to have it good. She'en yechayl makabur reif toivet b'olam hazeh k'umais. It's such beautiful l'shoinus of the Ram in the beginning of Perek Yudal Hilchas Yisurei Biyah. So Makshem o'ilam. It's a steer in the Rambam. Here the Rambam says that even Bnei Noach, as long as they're from the Chassidei Umay Sa'olam, are going to have a chelek in olam haba. And here the Rambam says that when somebody used to come to be Megayer, what would they tell him? You should know that there's something called olam haba, and it's einoy tzofen ela litzadikim v'hem Yisrael. So is only tzadikim going to have a chelek in olam haba, or could a Bnei Noach have a chelek in olam haba as well? The Rambam Perek Ches Hilchos Malachim says even Bnei Noach Chassidei Umay Sa'olam. The Rambam Perek Yudal Hilchos Yisurei says that only tzadikim, in order to be a tzadik, you have to be Yisrael, meaning only a yid can have a chelek in olam haba. So we once spoke out Torah from my good friend Levi Chomsky in the name of Rameir Soloveitchik. So we spoke out some festering once upon a time. The income of Kamei Laharach Zok the Gemara Vayter. So we had the original brayso of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel added an eighth. What was his eighth? Dam Menachai. So Eben Menachai is one of the Sheva. Dam Menachai was number eight. Tanu Rabbanan, Ach Basar, Benafshoi, Domoi, Loisoi, Chelu. It says in the Torah, basar benafshoy damay lo yisay chelo. So who did Hashem tell this to? He told it to Noach. So Hashem told Noach, you're allowed to eat meat. Now, Adam Rishon wasn't allowed to eat meat. We're going to see the Gemara on the base. Adam Rishon was not allowed to eat flesh. Noach was already allowed to eat meat. However, he was told, you have to kill the shechita. But Eva Menachai, that's something that's not okay. Says the Gemara, says Eva Menachai, and we learn from there, Eva Menachai, right? Basar benaf shaydami, while it's still alive, you can't. That same pasuk, you see Dam Menachai as well. My time, where do you see Dam Menachai? Because Kari Bey basar benaf shaydami soichel, and Domay benaf shaydami soichel. The way you read the pasuk is, Ach basar benaf shaydami loy soichelu, and Ach Domay benaf shaydami loy soichelu. So basar benafshay lo yisachelu and domay benafshay lo yisachelu. That's how you rearrange the words in the pasuk so that you have basar or eiver menachai and you have dam menachai as well. V'rabbanon, why the rabbanon not darshan dam menachai? It says domay in the pasuk. Says the gemara hu lemishrei shuatzim udaasal. So we'll see that drash on the base, but it's from that word domay that the rabbanon are going to learn that even though there's an isra eiver menachai that's only from a behema, but a sheretz they know are allowed to eat shuatzim, so they could just rip off the leg of a crab and eat it. There's no iser even menachai when it comes to shrotzim, and I know that from the word domay. So domay is not teaching me dam menachai. Domay is teaching me the mishri shrotzim. Ki etz of davarato oimer rak chazak levilti achol dam ki adam hu anefesh. There's another pasuk that tells us even menachai, and that's already in Dvarim Yud Beis. The pasuk says rak chazak levilti achol adam. Yid's not allowed to drink blood. And there's an iser ever minachai. So you have the halacha twice, but now you have it twice. You have over here dam minachai as well. We're talking about dam ki adam hu anefesh. Rabbanon, again, that's also not a makar to an iser dam minachai. But the dam hakozah and neshama yoytze behudas. They tell me that dam hakozah is going to be aser. Fake the gemara kasha, and this next gemara is a classic. It's important in terms of understanding the laws of Ben Noach. Lomali the Michtav of Ben Noach, for Lomali the Mishni Besina. So you have over here, the Gemara just brought two psukim that tell me the Isra Eva Menachai. You have Eva Menachai that was told to Noach, and then you have the Isra Eva Menachai that's mentioned already in Dvarim Yud Beis. For lo yisoichal anefesh ha'mabos. Freak the Gemara, if Hashem already told Noach this is an Isra Eva Menachai, why do you have to chazer it over in Dvarim Yud Beis? Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yisra Eva Chanina, Rabbi Yisra Eva Chanina, Kol Mitzvah Shenemad Lov Nei Noach, every Mitzvah that was given to Ben Noach, Vinishnas B'Sinai, and it was chazer over in Sinai, Lezeh U Lezeh Nemar. You have to al-kop because this is counterintuitive. So any Mitzvah that was given to Ben Noach, and then it was given again to the Yidden by Sinai, why was it given again? To teach us that this halacha is relevant to Bnei Noach and to the Yidden. If, however, the mitzvah was given l'Bnei Noach, v'loy nishnas b'Sinai, but it wasn't chazed over in Sinai, li'Yisrael nemra, v'loy l'Bnei Noach. Again, you see why it's counterintuitive? So any mitzvah that was given to the Bnei Noach, such as the Sheva mitzvahs, and then by Sinai, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu chazered over the Sheva mitzvah. We got them again. So if you got it a second time, it was given again exclusively to the Yidden who were Vayichan Negadaha. Those mitzvahs are going to apply even to the Bnei Noach. Why do they apply to the Bnei Noach? Because they were given to Klal Yisrael. But if it was given to the Bnei Noach and not to the Yid, it means it doesn't relate to the Bnei Noach. It only relates to the Yid. And the Gemara says, as it relates to the second group of a mitzvah that was given to Bnei Noach, that wasn't given to the Yisrael, that the Yisrael nemna. The only thing is we have Gidanosha. Gidanosha was given to Bnei Noach, it's a Parshas Vayishlach. It's not chazed over anywhere in the Torah. And a guy doesn't have an Issa, Gidanosha. Because it was Bnei Noach nemra, the loyally Yisrael. And it's for that reason that the halach is that a Yid has it, not a Ben Noach. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Kol Mitzvah Shemel of Bnei Noach Vinishes B'Sinai, Lezeh Lezeh Nemra. Adar Rabba, it's counterintuitive. Mid the Nishnes B'Sinai, from the fact that it was chazer over in Sinai, Yisrael Nemra of Bnei Noach. Shouldn't that mean that it was given to Yisrael and it wasn't given to Bnei Noach? Right, it's just counterintuitive. Zok the Gemara, I hear, but mid the Isni Avodas Kechavim B'Sinai, but being that Avodah Zarah is one of the Shavim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, and it was given to the Yidden at Sinai, the Ashkechon, the Onash, Oiv de Kechavim Milava. And you see that the Oiv de Kechavim were punished. You see that they were punished for Avodah Zarah. Shema Minot, Lezel, Lezel, Nemra. Must be, it was given. So we prove then from Avodah Zarah that something that was given to Bnei Noach and it was Nishnas B'Sinai, Lezel, Lezel, Nemra. Don't think that because it was Nishnas B'Sinai, now it became exclusively a Jewish thing. No. Avodah Zarah Techiach. Because Avodah Zarah is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, and it was Nishnas B'Sinai, and you see clearly that Bnei Noach have Avodah Zarah. How do you see it? From the fact that they're punished. ein unchen elam kemazirim. So it must be that they still have it. What if it's in the reverse? What if it was given to Bnei Noach, but it wasn't nishus b'sinai? The Yisrael nemra v'loy Bnei Noach. We say it was given to Yisrael, not the Adarabo. Middle nishus b'sinai of Bnei Noach nemra v'loy Yisrael. Shouldn't it be in the reverse? Shouldn't it make more sense? And if it was given to Bnei Noach and it wasn't gechazert b'sinai, then shouldn't that mean that it only relates to the Bnei Noach, not to the Yisraelim? So the Gemara again says, I hear, but leka midam de Yisrael shari uloyvik campi. There's no such thing as something being ushered to a guy and being mutter to a yid. Because Bnei Noach are Kiddusha Kala, Yisrael is Kiddusha Chamura, and it's not possible that when you're a Ben Noach, you should have a Chumra that you don't have. So a Ben Noach should have an Issa Gedanasha, and Yisrael shouldn't have an Issa Gedanasha. There's no such thing. So it must be, it's in the reverse. But the Gemara says, V'loi, Hare Yifas Toyer. What about Yifas Toyer? Yifas Toyer is part of Gezel when it comes to Ben Noach. And Yifas Toyer is mutter for Yisrael. It's a parashah in the Torah, right? In the beginning of parashah's Kiseitse. So the Gemara says, Hasam Yishom Delab Nei Kivash. No. The reason Yifas Toyer is usher to a guy, because a guy never has a right to conquer another land. So if he doesn't have a right to conquer another land, what would give him the permit to take the Yifas Toyer? The whole Yisoid of Yifas Toyer is Kiseitse Lamulchom Aleidech. So you have a right to fight the war, you have a right to conquer the other land, you also have a right to take the Yifas Toyer. But Ben Noach, who doesn't have a right to conquer, Memeli doesn't have a right. So it's not so much that we have Yifas Toyer, the Heter, they don't have the Heter. They would also have the Heter if they would have Kivush. It's just not Negeya, because they can't be Kovish. What about Pachas Mishav Pruta, says the Gemara? We said that Ben Noach is Nerag on Pachas Mishav Pruta. Yid's allowed to steal Pachas Mishav Pruta. Maybe he could steal it, but he's certainly not. He's not Nerag. Hasim Mishav Lav Nebichil. Really, there should be an Isser for Pachas Mishav Pruta as well. The only tzad that wouldn't be an Isser is because we assume the Yid is Meichel. The Ben Noach, the Kuti, in that sugya wasn't Meichel. Meaning that he wasn't Meichel, male is an Isser. But again, it's not a Chumrah that's inherent to the Ben Noach that Yisrael doesn't have. Kol mitzvah shenemar lo Ben Noach, v'nishnes b'sinai, v'zeh u'lezeh namas. The Gemara said a rule. Any mitzvah that was given to Ben Noach, and it was reviewed at Har Sinai, it means lezeh u'lezeh namas. Fake the Gemara, v'arei milo shenemar lo Ben Noach, dichsevatas prisi tishmar, v'nishnes b'sinai, u'b'yei mashmini yimoyl, v'yisrael nemar v'lo lo Ben Noach. And we know milo is only the Yisrael, it's not lo Ben Noach. Now the Gemara at the end of the sugya is going to say, don't ask me a kasha for milo. Milo was never given to all the Ben Noach. Milo was only given to Avram Avinu and his family. What does that have to do with the mitzvahs Ben Noach? The Gemara is going to say that. But for now, the Gemara is asking it as a kasha. That lechura, it's a mitzvah that was given to Ben Noach, because it was before Matan Torah. It was Nishnas B'Sinai, and still you see that the Yisrael Nemra V'loy L'Bnei Noach, which there knocks out the theory. The theory is that if it was Chazard, it's Lazel Lazen Nemra. Mila Techiach, it's the other way around. So the Gemara says, Ahula Mishri Shabbos Udasa. Even though Mila was repeated B'Sinai, it's a Parshas Tazria, it was repeated B'Sinai, but really, it's not so much the mitzvah that was repeated. It was more a halacha that we needed to know that was repeated. U'bayoy mashmini afilu b'Shabbos. How do you know milos deicha Shabbos? You know from that pasuk, u'bayoy mashmini yimo b'sar olasoy. So it's not considered as if the mitzvah was reviewed, because really, it was just reviewed for the detail to tell me l'mishri b'Shabbos. So it's as if it wasn't reviewed. What's the rule if it was l'bnei noyach v'loy nishnis? Then it's only the Yisrael Nemra. That's why only we have Mila. Says the Gemara of Ari Piri Verivya. What about Pruervu? Shenemer Levnei Noach, the Sevatim Pruervu, Venishes Besine, Lechem Erlehem, Shuvah Lechem Loyalechem. The context of this is right after the Torah was given. So for 3 days before Matan Torah, the Yidden had to be Poyrish from their wives. But right after the Torah was given, Lechem Erlehem, Hashem tells Moshe, Shuvah Lechem Loyalechem. You can go back to your wives, which is considered a Makar to the mitzvah of Puruvu. So you see that you had Puruvu before Matan Torah. You had Puruvu la'acha Matan Torah, and the Yisrael Nemra v'loy l'vnei Noach. So the Gemara says, Ahu l'chol davish ha'vimin, sarach minyan at alatir. The reason it says Puruvu again is not to teach me the mitzvah of Puruvu, but it's to teach me another halacha. What's the halacha over there? That anytime Bezin says something's aser, even if they only make it aser for a specific amount of time, even when that time passes, the Bezin would have to go and make a mutter again. Because if there's a davar shavah minyan, even if it was done l'sha'ah, once that shah passes, they need to be matrit. And that's why Hashem had to tell Moshe, Lechem mor lahem, shuvu lechem lo yalechem, because I said, I'll tik shol yisha. And even though I said, I'll tik shol yisha, shol yishas yamin, and the 3 days pass, but it's a davar shavah minyan, even though it was l'sha'ah, and that's all we learn from Lechem Mar Lehem Shuvah Lechem. It's not another makar to the mitzvah of Pruruvu. So it comes out then that it's something that was Livnei Noach Nemra, V'loy nishnis b'sinai. That's why the Yisrael Nema, that's why a guy doesn't have the mitzvah of peruva. I mean, all the other shavmits b'nei noyach that the b'nei noyach still have, because it was nemrula b'nei noyach and it was nishnis b'sinai. Can't you find a halacha that you learn out from those psukim where you can tell me that maybe it wasn't really nishnis? So if it wasn't really nishnis, it's the Yisrael Nemra v'loy levnei noyach. So the Gemara says, you're right, I hear, hachi kama, but azora mihadur misnav alam. If you go through all seven, you see the Torah has a posik in the parasha that's stating the azora again, and there's no reason to state the azora again. Were it not for the fact to create a nishnis b'sinai, which therefore says that it's levnei noyach uli Yisrael Nemra. Okay. Now, going back to what was the case of Livnei Noyach Nemra v'loy Yisrael, the Gemara said, "V'ein lanu ela gidan noshel b'vad v'aliba the Rabbi Yehuda." So, if you're holding cheshbin, the Gemara asks a geshmak akasha. Hani nami loy isni. I have two more. I have milo and I have puruvu. The Gemara originally thought that milo and puruvu was Nemra Livnei Noyach and it was nishnas b'sinai. The Gemara asked the kasha. If that's the case, b'noyach b'chayv and milo b'noyach b'chayv and puruvu. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that, no, it's not considered nishnas b'sinai. Why is it not nishnas b'sinai? Because Mila was reviewed for the detail that Mila's Deicha Shabbos, and Puruvu was mentioned to tell me that Kol Dovah Shabbat Minyan Tzarech Minyan Achal Atir. Okay, so then what is it? It's something that was never Livnei Noyach, v'loy nishnas b'sinai. Oh, and it's Zeyah Gishmak. That's why Bnei Noyach are not Chayev. Because if it's never Livnei Noyach, v'loy nishnas b'sinai, even though the Gemara said Adarabah, it's counterintuitive, fine, but that is the bottom line. The bottom line is that's the halacha. But the Gemara in Amud Aleph said there was only one example of it, of something that was never levnei noyach v'lo nishnas b'sinai. What was the example? Gidan Osho, Talib the Rabbi Yehuda. Fate the Gemara, I have two more. Hani nami, loy isni. These were also not reviewed. So why do we say the only example, shmakakash, of something that was said levnei noyach v'lo nishnas b'sinai is Gidan Osho, Talib the Rabbi Yehuda? I have two more. I have Mila and Puruvu. So the Gemara says a pashta teretz. Hani isni l'shum milsa ba'alma, holo yisni klal. It's not that they weren't repeated at all. They were repeated. It's mentioned in the Torah. We just have a teretz why it's not called nishnas b'sinai. But at the end of the day, they were repeated. So the Gemara ibayis ema, going back to the original kasha. The original kasha was, if every mitzvah that was nemra levnei noyach, the nishnas b'sinai, lezeu lezeh nemra, mila was nemra levnei noyach, parshas lach lecha, it was nishnas b'sinai and parshas tazria, why are only Jews obligated to circumcise their children? How come a ben noyach doesn't have the same mitzvah? Zok de gemara, ibayis ema, second teretz, mila meikara, la'avram hu de kamazalei rachman. Mila was never given to all the bnei noyach. Mila was only given to Avram Avinu and his family, as the pasuk says, v'ata es brisi tishmar, ata v'zaracha charecha l'dei roysam, ata v'zaracha in a shachrin aloi. El miyata eba zayif was given to Avram and his family, bnei yishmol l'chayv, at least yishmol should be chayv. It says, ki b'yisra yikar l'chazera. Only Yitzchak was considered Zarish al Avram. Yishmol was not considered Zarish al Avram. What about Bnei Esav Lechayvu? Okay, ki bi Yitzchak. Through Yitzchak shall be your descendants. But Esav came from Yitzchak. Bi Yitzchak, v'loi kol Yitzchak. So even though Avram Avinu had a son Yishmol, and he had an inical Esav, but Yishmol and Esav's Yichus do not trace themselves back to Avram Avinu. Because Hashem told Avram Avinu, ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazera, bi Yitzchak, v'le kol Yitzchak. So it's only Yitzchak, and not even all of Yitzchak's children that are going to be considered. And that's why whenever you talk about a Bnei Avram, it's always Klal Yisrael. Yishmol is not considered Bnei Avram, and Esav is not considered Bnei Avram as well. This comes up also in the Sechtes Nedarim. There's a Mishnah. Someone says, koinem, anoyder mizarish al Avram. So if someone's noyder mizarish al Avram, he's mutter mizarish al Yishmol, he's mutter mizarish al Esav. I aren't a mizarish al Avram? The answer is no. Ki b'yitzchak yikar lecha zera, b'yitzchak v'loy kol Yitzchak. You go back into the archives, in the Sechtes Nedarim, we spoke out Fester 8, that actually relates very much to Rosh Hashanah, a mechaber and simon tof kuf tzadik aleph in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. But the punchline of that raid is, the Magen Avram says a gevaldige ha'ara. He wants to know, when we say that Esav is not Zarish al Avram, is that only that he's not Zarish al Avram? What about Zarish al Yitzchak? So Yitzchak, bikar l'chazera, bi Yitzchak, v'leikol Yitzchak. So when you're talking about Avram Avinu Zeinakach, Avram has a son, Yitzchak, and he has an Enoch Yaakov. I thought he has a son Yishmol. Nope. I thought he has a grandson Esav. Nope, wrong again. It's only Yishmol and Esav. What about when you're dining Yitzchak? When you're dining Yitzchak, does Yitzchak have a son Esav? Hashem told Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara to Avram. So when you're dining Avram, it's Kibi Yitzchak for like call Yitzchak. But what about when you're dining Yitzchak? Does Yitzchak have a son Esav? Is the Gevaldi Gemag and Avram and a Meshach Chachma and this? This Gevaldi Gerait. Either way, Maskel Rav Yishia El Meyato Ebazoi. If you're telling me that Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara Bi Yitzchak for like call Yitzchak Bnei Keturah Loi L'Chayvu the Bnei Keturah. Shouldn't be chayiv. Bnei Keturah, we know chayiv and mila. They don't have priya, but they have mila. So if the Bnei Keturah have mila, why? Because they're Avram's children. Who cares Avram's children? Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazera. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi, Vitem Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina, Esbrisi Hofer, L'Rabbis Bnei Keturah. I'll just tell you one ha'ara, the top Tosis, we'll just notice it. The top Tosis asks that the Gemara assumed that Bnei Noach don't have Pruvu. Right, that was the Gemara's kasha. If you're going to tell me that any mitzvah was Nemra, Livnei Noach, and it was Nishnis B'Sinai, is Lazel, Zer Nemra, Sefreit Gemara, why do Bnei Noach not have a Chia Puruvu? Freit Taisis Tema. Minolan Dolay Nemra Livnei Noach. How do you know they don't have a Mitzvah Puruvu? Says, I know you're going to tell me, because it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But didn't we learn a Gemara? The Gemara said that the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach are confined to a rule. Kika Choshev Sheva Al Taisa. Kun Vaseh Leika Choshev. It anyways doesn't mention Kum Vaseh. It only mentions Shev Al Taisa. So Freik Taisris, that being that Puruvu is a Kum Vaseh, and Kum Vaseh is like Choshev. So maybe Fakir, how did the Gemara know to make this Hanacha that a Ben Noach doesn't have Puruvu? Maybe Ben Noach does have Puruvu. So Taisris says, V'yei Shloimeh, the Shev Al Taisa Namihu. Puruvu is really Kum Vaseh and Shev Al Taisa. The Misha Mitzuvah Al Piri Verivya Mitzuvah Shloi Lahash Chazera. So it's like Dinim. Dinim, we said, was mentioned, because even though there's a Kum Vaseh, there's also a Shev Al Taisa element. Puruvu is the same thing. There's a Kum Vaseh. I say there's a Sheva Al Taisa because the Issa Shaloi Lahash Chazera is related to the mitzvah Sasei of Puruvu. Meaning, if a Ben Noach would have one, he would have to have the other. So, why didn't it mention in the Sheva Mitzvah Ben Noach Shaloi Lahash Chazera? Puruvu must be the Nachayiv. It's Nemro of Nei Noach Venishus B'Sinai. That was the premise of the Gemara's Kasha. Am Rav Yehuda Am Rav. Adam Arishan Lehuta Lebasal Achila. Adam Arishan was not allowed to eat meat. Dechsev Lochem Yeh Leachlo Ulechol Chayas Ha'aretz. The Pasuk says, Hashem tells Adam Arishan, there's going to be grass, trees. Lochem Yeh Leachlo. And then Hashem tells Adam, and all the Chayas are also going to be able to eat the grass. You could eat the grass and the fruit and the vegetables. And the Chayas Ha'aretz could eat the grass and the fruit and the vegetables. However, you can't eat the Chayas Ha'aretz. When Noach came, Hashem told Noach, you're allowed to eat flesh. Yochel, I would have thought, if he's allowed to eat meat, so maybe you could even eat Eve Menachai. Talmud Loimer, Achbasa Benavshoi, Domoy Loi Seichelo. Yochel Afleshwatz. And I would have thought that even by a Sheretz is a Nisa Eve Menachai. Talmud Loimer, this is the Gemara that we said on Amud Aleph, we'd get back to. Ach. No, ach, umay talmuda, ach is a miut. That you don't always have eve menachai, meaning you don't have it by shrotzim. What's the drasha? How do you know not shrotzim? Am rafuna, damai, because it says the word damai. That Rabbi Chananya, if you remember, he darshan from damai, that just like there's an iser eve menachai, there's also an iser da menachai, but the chachomim darshan did differently. Le mishri shrotzim hu da'asa. This is the Gemara. Misha damai chalok mi psara, yatu shrotzim she'en damai chalok mi psara. An animal has dam, it has basar, it has an aver. A sheretz is all one. Mitzios, the dam and the basar are all intertwined. So the isra of Eve Menachai is when you're basar and you're dam. When they're independent, but when they're one and the same, then you don't have the isra of Eve Menachai. That's how you know that the ach, which is a miut, is coming to be my shrotzim. Again, where do you see shrotzim? My talmuda? Because it says basar and domai, as opposed to shrotzim, where it's not basar and domai. So the Gemara just said that Adam Arishain was not allowed to eat basa. Meisvei, it says, Uridu b'degasaya. Hashem tells Adam, Vayivorech oisim alikim, vayoyim alahem alikim, pru urvu umilu esa aretz, vichivshua, go conquer the land, Uridu b'degasaya, and you should be moishel on the fish, uba'if ashamayim, on the birds, uvechol chaya, harimesis al aretz, and everything that walks on the ground. Says the Gemara, what did Hashem mean when he told Adam Arishan, Uridgu b'dgas hayom? I love l'achila. Didn't he mean that you could eat fish? And if you could eat fish, it means you could eat basa. Now, since there's a shayla on the poskim, is fish considered basa? I mean, is it considered basa? So, the chayra, this Gemara's right is. Because you see that the Gemara's asking Akasha, you said other reason why it wasn't allowed to eat basa, Uridgu b'dgas hayom, he could eat fish. There's a difference between a steak dinner and a fish dinner. But either way, Zok the Gemara, my love, l'achila loy b'melacha, could be, or t'kubad asim doesn't mean that he was allowed to eat it. It just meant he was able to do work with it. But the v'dom b'nei b'melacha, what kind of work could you do with fish? In kederach. Chava asks regarding the halachas of kalayim. Hinig b'izah v'shibut amay. If somebody does work with a goat and a certain type of fish together, is he over kalayim or is he not over kalayim? But you see, you could do work with a fish. Tashma. It says, my love lachila. Doesn't mean you can eat it. So the Gemara says, in Kidabai Rabba Baravun, Dosh, Beavzin, Vitarna Goylim, the Rabbi's Rabbi Hudamai. Again, a Shailan Kalayim. You did work with Oifis. So you see that you could do work with Oifis. Toshma, Uvichal Chaya, Hare Meses, Ala Oretz. He said you should be Moshal on the Chaya that's Remeses, Ala Oretz. What kind of work could you do with insects? With a chaya that remesses ala aretz. Where it says, oh yeah, there is one chaya that once upon a time you were able to do work with. It was a pretty good employee, as a matter of fact, as the Gemara is about to say, that was remesses ala aretz. La suyei nochash v'da'asa. Detanya, Rav Shimon ben Asi, val al shamish gadol shavim min ha'ilam. Woe is to the shamish gadol that was lost from the world. Shemalei, neskalu nochash, kolechavachim yisraeli, mizdamalei, shein nochash v'da'ir. Because we're not for the fact that the nochash was cursed. We worry a lot about Adam's curse, unfortunately, we are affected by, and Chava's curse we're affected by. The nochash's curse doesn't seem at first glance to have had a major impact on us, until you learn this Gemara. So we're not for the fact that the nochash got a klolo. Kol echad v'echad miyisrael hayim izdamnul eshnei nochashim taivim. You would have two gabas, and they'd both be snakes. Echad mishagri l'tzofin, one you'd send to the north. Echad mishagri l'dorm, the other one you'd send down south. Lehevi loy sandal boinim taivim. I don't know what it is, but it sounds good. Vavonim toivos umargolius. These are precious stones. Veloyoid elashem afshilin ritzua tachas navay. You would stick a ritzua on their tail. Umaitzi ba'afa l'kinasa. It'd be like your pickup truck. The churvasa. They'd be able to do all the work that you needed for them. So you see that a nachash was definitely able to do work. So the bottom line is, again, you have no raya from those psukim that Adam HaRishon was able to eat meat. I will stop here.